and they'll just keep a-swelling his head up, and if he's not very particular and hasn't begun to take heed unto himself, he's going to let that thing just rise and soak in his head, and he'll have more head religion than he will heart religion. And that's where the poor fellow falls. You're making an idol out of him, and when you do that, I don't believe anybody's doing that here. I don't know just why I'm on that line. But I tell you, my friends, it's too late to tell a little child, son, there's a snake. Watch out, he'll bite you after he's bit you. It's too late to tell him then. The best thing is to tell him before the snake strikes. And then he can be on the alert and watch for those things along the way. We preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. We're the servants of God. When God calls a man to the work of the ministry, if he would get that in his mind, that the church does not belong to him, but he belongs to the church. I'm preaching to all of us, it seems like, and that's we are here, and that's what we should. We're all in this thing if we are the children of God, and we put him on in open confession before men. I heard an old preacher years ago say in the state of Georgia, and I use it, I know it's not too good English, but it made an impression with me, and I use it the same way that he did. He said, it's us that's got us. Us in the shape that us is in. And it's pretty true. It's us. A man by his own transgression, I told you in the beginning, was the one that brought sin and trouble in the world. And so it's us that's got us in the shape that us is in. But I rejoice in the fact that according as he hath chosen us, this us, in him, before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Oh, I don't want to get too many of my pet texts, but I love them. And sometimes I'll reach over in the bag if God would bless me with the Spirit and bring them out again and again because I love them so dearly. When Paul said, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given us in Christ before the world was. Who hath, not a one would tell me that hath is not in the past tense, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling. This call is an effectual call. This call is a call to the sinner. The sinner hears the call. The sinner obeys the call. The sinner cannot resist that call. But there is another call, and I'm making that call this afternoon, and every minister that comes in this service will make that call as he come. He may not say it right out in the words that I'm going to say it, but he'll make the call. If he preaches the gospel is calling someone. But all of God's children don't heed the gospel and don't obey the gospel. And those that fail to heed and obey the gospel lose much of the joy of their salvation while they live here in this world. They don't lose heaven. They don't lose eternal life. For eternal life is a gift of God through our Lord Jesus Christ. But they lose some of the joy of their salvation. So let us be faithful in the service of God. Let us not shun to declare, as Brother Frazier stated this morning, shun to declare all the counsel of God. I'm not afraid, no matter where I go. I'm not afraid to preach. Whatever I feel that God has burdened me to preach, as long as I have, thus saith the Lord, for that I preach, let it be the duties of the children of God in a financial way to the pastor of the church. Some places you go, are they ready for you to go home and stay there if you say anything about it? But if the Bible doesn't say anything about it, don't say anything about it. But if it does, say something about it. But don't ride it for a hobby. Don't ride anything for a hobby. A hobby horse just carries you around and around. And you come right back where you were. And you don't get anywhere. But just preach a full gospel. And when you preach a full gospel, God's children, if they are alert and studying their Bible as they should, they'll appreciate it instead of condemn it. That's what they'll do. They'll appreciate it. And so I'm not afraid to declare all the counsel of God, but to go back before I close to that little thought that I was trying for a while ago, and it left me when I spoke about the little churches as they go down. Remember that Jesus said, "Fear not, little flock. It's your Father's good pleasure to give unto you the kingdom." You may not have the riches of this world, but you've got that that the world knows not of. And so fear not, little flock. It's your Father's good pleasure to give unto you the kingdom. Old Baptists have something that the world will never have and will never want. May God bless you.